Zechariah chapter 11. Open your doors, O Lebanon, that the fire may devour your cedars. Howl, fir tree. Because the cedar has fallen. Because the mighty are spoiled, howl, O you oaks of Bashan. Because the forest of the vintage has come down. There is a voice of the howling of the shepherds, because their glory is spoiled. A voice of the roaring of young lions, because the pride of Jordan is spoiled. This is what the Lord Jehovah, my God says, feed the flock of the slaughter. Whose possessors kill them, and do not hold themselves guilty, and those who sell them say, blessed is the Lord Jehovah. Because I am rich. And their own shepherds do not pity them. Because I will no more pity those who live in the land, says the Lord Jehovah. But, indeed, I will deliver every man into his neighbor's hand, and into the hand of his king. And they will strike the land, and out of their hand I will not deliver them. And I will feed the flock of slaughter, even you, O poor of the flock. And I took to myself two clubs. The one I called beauty, and the other I called bands, and I fed the flock. Three shepherds also I cut off in 1 month, and my soul hated them, and their souls also hated me. Then I said, I will not feed you. Let that which dies, let it die. And let that which is to be cut off, let it be cut off, and let all the rest eat the flesh of another. And I took my staff, even beauty, and cut it away, that I might break my covenant which I had made with all the people. And it was broken in that day. And so the poor of the flock that waited upon me knew that it was the word of the Lord Jehovah. And I said to them, if you think clearly, give me my price, and if not, forbear. So they weighed for my price 30 pieces of silver. And the Lord Jehovah said to me, cast it to the potter. A goodly price that I was valued by them. And I took the 30 pieces of silver, and cast them to the potter in the house temple of the Lord Jehovah. Then I cut my other staff in pieces, even bands, that I might break the brotherhood between Judah and Israel. And the Lord Jehovah said to me, take to yourself the instruments of a foolish shepherd. Because, indeed, I will raise up a shepherd in the land, who will not visit those who are cut off, neither will seek the young one, nor heal that which is broken, nor feed that which stands still. But he will eat the flesh of the fat, and tear their claws in pieces. Woe to the idle shepherd who leaves the flock. The sword will be upon his arm, and upon his right eye. His arm will be completely dried up, and his right eye will be completely darkened.